You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Miami of Hustle City, man. Everybody got more than one gig. I sell ice cream, ready to sell the CDs. One stop, boy, $20.
I have a security company, a beauty salon.
I've been doing music for a very long time.
When I was done being an NFL player, I was able to become a police officer, an actor too as well, and model.
I'm not your neighborhood Uber driver. I do luxury.
And then I have another job. I play highline.
We in the house.
We're looking to transition from dog racing to High Life. I went to the university. I said, listen, I have this crazy idea. Do you think we could send something out to all the ex-athletes for the last 20 years and say, we're looking to hire and train High Life players?
When I first got the email, I thought it was pranking me.
I was like, what?
I need some clarity on this.
I went on YouTube and I Googled High Life.
I was like, ja-la-la.
JLA.
They paying us, man, and we can win big money.
So I'm like, okay, let me see what this is all about.
That's what you gotta do, get some money.
The players taking the court are all athletes you may recognize.
Baseball, football, track and field.
If it's no contact in this sport, you're gonna be a piece of cake.
Whoa.
God damn.
I came to watch you land.
We knew going in, they're not gonna be great the first day.
If you're gonna come into this sport, you gotta be dedicated.
Really like the Jamaicans with the
bobsled team. It's a lot of crime rate around here. That's why I always keep the Uzi with me.
Having the work, play Division I sport, and then I had a child on the way, so I dropped out.
First time getting arrested was possession with intent to sell.
The crack era was tough. Sports in general was a way out of our environment.
It's really game time now, man.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
We got the streets on.
This is gonna be the first time that my kids will be able to sit in the audience and root for their father.
Born and raised in Miami.
Who wants it more?
This is a sacrifice I think is gonna pay off in the end.
This is a dream for me.
I gotta win.
Can't get drama better than this.
I like became the new hustle.
Let's get ready to play.
The world's fastest game, High Lie.
Welcome to another episode of Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being brought to listeners in part by Magic City High Lie and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And we're excited to bring the gaming aficionado and Magic City High Lie Chief Operations Officer back on the podcast with us, Mr. Scott Savin. Welcome back to Revealing Better Results. How are things going?
Thank you, Garland. Super happy to be here and talk about my favorite subject, High Lie.
Well, I'm excited about the 2020 National High Lie Championship coming up this weekend at the Magic City Fronton. And what are your expectations of the championship?
Well, due to COVID, we've had to reschedule it three times, and we were just determined to get it in 2020. So we're going to sort of get in under the wire on December 5th and 6th, this Saturday and Sunday. And we have about 50 players coming, and we have a mix of amateurs, current professionals, and some past professionals as well. So it's going to be a great cross-section of High Lie players all getting together to determine the best U.S. singles player and the best U.S. doubles team. They're coming from pretty much all over the country to play in this tournament, so we're excited, and it's certainly going to be a lot of fun, and we'll be able to crown a champion.
Okay. Well, some of our podcasters have some questions for you, and they're excited about High Lie, even if they're still a little new to the game. But our first question is from Lethea Hart, a.k.a. Miss Exquisite, and she wants to know, what are your future plans for the game of High Lie at Magic City?
Well, we're excited because we're going to begin our season in February, February 6th. Usually there's a long layoff. We usually end in November and we don't start again until May, but we were actually able to make some changes in our dates, which we have to do through the state of Florida, and we're going to be able to begin play in February. We'll be playing 3 days a week, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and we'll have some new faces on our roster next year, some, we think, upgrades that are going to make the sport even better and make our roster hopefully the best in the country.
Wow, that's amazing. Dr. Monica Hayes, she's the host of Dr. Monica's Corner here on EPRN, and she would like to know about the upcoming tournament. You know, what adjustments have you made in response to COVID-19 on and off the court for the players?
Well, we've had to be very fluid, and we have made a bunch of adjustments. There'll be no fans allowed in, but we will be streaming the tournament live on the High Lie channel, which is on YouTube, and it's highlightchannel.com. So we have a lot of people who are very interested in watching, and they'll be able to watch on the High Lie channel. We are COVID testing everyone before they actually enter our building so that we do get a negative COVID test. Our players, and there's 11 of them competing, they're tested and checked by a paramedic virtually every day. And then there's 11 players coming over from Dania High Lie, and they go through the same procedures, the negative COVID tests routinely, and the paramedic checks. So about 40% of the players have already been cleared because they're either on our roster or the Dania roster. But for the rest of the players, and most especially those coming from out of state, we will be administering COVID tests, and then we will be doing social distancing in the fronton, pretty much turn the entire fronton into a giant locker room. Everyone will be assigned their own table, so they'll be 6 feet apart. Masks will be required except when they're on the court playing against each other, and then we do require that players in the open hand, the hand that the cest is not worn on, wear a latex glove. So we're going to fairly stringent measures to make sure that it's a safe environment for all the players. And, you know, that's the way it has to be done in 2020. And we've made our adjustments and we're ready to go. And, again, looking very forward to this Saturday.
Okay, great. John Meisner, he's the host of Sports and Stuff. And he wants to know, what do you think about High Lie, and, you know, will it become more popular despite COVID-19 and everything that's happened this year?
Well, Magic City High Lie is putting a lot of resources behind the sport of High Lie. Obviously, we have a tremendous belief in the ability to sort of rebrand, remarket, and repackage the sport and hopefully bring it to greater prominence. We do have, not only is the tournament going to be streamed live, but it is going to be filmed, and it will be starting in February, shown on Fox Sports in Florida and potentially Fox Sports Regional. So the show and the sport, of course, will get some greater exposure. We're looking forward to that. And then, of course, when we can get open again, hopefully in, you know, sometime in 2021, for fans to come back in, we know that there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of desire for people who've been watching us, you know, streaming on the internet, on the High Lie channel, to come and see it in person. So we're very excited about the tournament. We're very excited about our return to play earlier in 2021, and we're hoping for a resurgence of the sport of High Lie, and we think that the athletes we have playing, they're the catalyst for the change and the catalyst for the rebranding. They very much believe in the sport. They're pretty much all former college or professional athletes that are really devoting their time and energy to the resurgence of High Lie. So we're looking forward to this weekend. We're looking forward to 2021.
Great. Wow. Cedric Clark, he's the host of Reflections, and he wanted to know, I think you already answered this just now, but he wants to know if you have anything planned in terms of a big ad campaign with TV spots, magazine ads, and newspapers. But you're going to be on Fox.
Well, we are going to be on Fox, so we're very excited about that. And we do have a campaign that will run in 2021. We haven't finalized it yet. We tend to do a lot of digital. And, you know, we're just hoping organically. I mean, we've been thrilled. The channel on YouTube started off with less than 100 subscribers, and it's a free subscription, but we've grown just during this season to over 1,700 subscribers. So for us, that's been making tremendous strides, and there are people not only from all over the country but all over the world who regularly tune in and watch the Hi-Li, and they're really the ones who are spreading the gospel for us. So with their help and, you know, with us elevating the play and getting the Fox people involved, we're hoping that the sport is on its way up.
All right. All right. Well, our host of the hip-hop and R&B journey, Greg Hurdle, he just wanted to say that he's been listening in and paying attention, and he wanted to give you a shout-out just to let you know that he was born and raised in Connecticut also. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate Greg listening to us or watching us. That's great, and I come from Connecticut as well, so share the Nutmeg State background with Greg, and hopefully we'll get a lot more fans. We have a lot of people in Connecticut watching us in that whole New England area, and it seems to be spreading. So I thank Greg very much for watching and listening.
All right. Well, for my question, I'm wondering if you think it would be possible for the Magic City Fronton to be selected for the Hi-Li National Championships every year. Would that be possible?
Well, yes, that's what we're hoping for. Our court is a smaller court than traditional Hi-Li is played on, which means it's something that can be built in more locations, and it also has glass walls at either end. We're the only court in the country that features that. So we think that after this first year, the people are going to have just such a great experience, and they'll realize that this really is the court of the future, that they will, you know, talk to us, and we'll be hopefully the permanent home for the U.S. National Hi-Li Championships.
Okay, great. That would be awesome. Do you see more interest from international players looking to join the Magic City Hi-Li team?
We do. We have a lot of international viewership. We did have some inquiries from people in Spain and Mexico about being able to compete in the tournament, which, of course, they can't because it's the U.S. national tournament. But they are talking to us about a potential international championship that they would hold at our Fronton at Magic City. That's going to be discussed in greater detail, I think, before the end of the year, and we're hoping that we could hold something as soon as April or May of next year with the top international players competing.
Wow, that's amazing. Also, wow. Well, I see many of the players are rapidly improving, and just last week, Jedden, the only Super Bowl champion playing Hi-Li in Hi-Li World, he ripped out 9 wins. And last week, that was his first Golden Cesta, I believe. But who do you feel improved the most this year?
Well, on Sunday, which was our closing day of our regular season, we gave out awards, and the most improved player actually went to Ben. Ben is also a former UM football player. He was a tight end at the University of Miami. He then tried to play in the Canadian Football League, but he wasn't able to get a contract there. And he came to us. He's been with us since the beginning of the program, and he made amazing strides this season. I think he won about 94 or 95 games, had just an outstanding season. He's going up against the best players on the roster. And he's also the hardest working player we have. He's the first guy there every day and usually the last one to leave the Fronton. So we have really high expectations for season 4 that Ben's going to emerge certainly as one of the top 5 players on the roster.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, wow. Well, next year, do you think you'll get into some rival Fronton competition between, you know, Dania or Miami Hi-Li?
Yes, we do. I think the first step towards that is going to be the tournament this weekend. There's been a lot of trash talk going on between the different Frontons. I mean, you have the Miami players, there's Calder players, and then, of course, Dania and Magic City. And I told our guys, look, we're not expected to win. Matter of fact, the Dania guys are more seasoned. They have a lot more years of professional experience. And sort of word on the street is they think the Dania players will dominate the tournament. So if Magic City can make a strong showing, then there'll be a better platform for us to try and get more of these sort of inter-Fronton matches. So we'll see what happens this weekend, but I think that our players are going to surprise a lot of people and do extremely well. It's their home court, and they've been practicing very hard for the tournament, and we'll see what happens this weekend, but we have high hopes.
All right. Well, as the season comes to a close, what goals did you reach at Magic City Highlight that you thought maybe you weren't going to be able to reach this year?
Well, we really achieved two things that we didn't think we would be able to. One was the launching of the Highlight channel and getting so many subscribers, for the channel in such a short period of time. And the other was the level of play that we've achieved. We really saw the guys reach a new level, and they're really spurred on by Douglas, who's our number one player and sort of a phenom in the sport of highlight. Clearly he's, you know, even the international players have said, as far as an under 22-year-old category, he's probably the best in the world right now. So he is really raising the level of play, and the guys are really working hard to try and compete with him. And then with the two new players we expect to bring in next season, it should even jump it up another level. So that's why we had a five-year goal, and we just finished year three. And I think we're about a year ahead of schedule and really elevating the program where we can say, you know, we're the best in the country, and we're happy to play other Frontons and sort of take on any other U.S. players. And then we'll try and go from there to the international scene. That'll be another major jump for us. So another couple of years, and then hopefully we'll be at that level.
Okay. Well, let the listeners know how they can be a part of the action by creating their own fantasy highlight team.
Well, that's been great for us. I mean, as I said, we just concluded our season, and we have the website was fantasyhighlight.com, and it'll be back again bigger and better next year. And people can go on there, and they'll be able to play Fantasy Highlight for free every single week. We were able to get the casino to underwrite some cash prizes, and we're going to be doing that again next year. So you pick your three singles players, one doubles player. It's free to play. Prizes got as high as $200 this year, along with merchandise that we send out to the winners every week. So we're looking forward to Fantasy Highlight coming back again next year, bigger and better.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Scott. You've been listening to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.
Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.